There are more than 15,000 registered sex offenders living in communities across Wisconsin, but only about a third of them are on what's called active supervision. For the past 5 years, their probation agents have imposed special rules on them for the hours when children go trick-or-treating. Grace Roberts is a sex offender registration specialist.
We make all sex offenders sign a separate set of rules saying they won't participate in trick-or-treating or hand out candy or go to Halloween parties. Most of them are put on curfews. They're told that they have to remain indoors at their house and not have any front porch lights on or indicate that they're participating in Halloween.
Robert says some of these offenders are wearing electronic monitoring bracelets, and a smaller number are being actively tracked using the Global Positioning Satellite System. Robert says the special Halloween restrictions for these sex offenders doesn't just apply to those who've committed offenses against young children.
When you look at some of the Halloween activities, you know, some may try to alter their appearance by wearing a mask or costume or makeup. So we also have a rule against that. And that in particular would key in on those that have adult victims.
Because these rules don't apply to the 10,483 sex offenders who are not on active supervision, Roberts urges parents of young children to use the map feature on the state's sex offender registry website to find out whether any of those offenders may live in neighborhoods where they plan to trick-or-treat. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.